Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon. Keith Hover, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live out here at I-10 Wired. And I have Peg David sitting across the booth from me. So, Peg, I know you before today.
You do.
Holly and I were in LEAP together.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we talk quite often because when we opened up the Pensacola studio, Holly was one of the first people I called and said, you need to come talk about H2 Consulting. And, of course, she said, when I can come up for air.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently you guys do a lot of work, right?
Sometimes, and we usually keep Holly locked in her office.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about H2 Performance Consulting. Because when I first met Holly back in LEAP, and then she finally kind of told me, which I had no idea that your company even existed, let alone was in Pensacola, but you have this sort of global outreach. To an extent.
We do, actually. H2 Performance Consulting, do you know what H2 stands for?
She told me, but that was like 3 years ago, two years ago.
This is the hard trivia question. You'll have to get Holly on this one. H2 is actually for the founders, the two women that formed H2 Performance Consulting.
Okay.
Holly.
I know she's one of them.
And Hazel. And
so it's a women-owned business.
Absolutely, yeah, woman-owned business.
Woman-founded, women-owned.
That's correct.
Awesome.
I don't think I've ever met Hazel.
Hazel, we also keep in a locked room. Hazel
this is a practice we might have to talk about.
There you go. Holly's our business side, and she does a fantastic job. So all the business side of the house. Hazel is working with the production and with our customers and our clients, getting business and doing a lot of the contracts that we actually get work from.
Oh.
So the two of them, they'll form the company in 2005 and basically become the H2 Performance Consulting Group. And so there's, like you said, distributed. There's a lot of different staff that they support. We have staff in New Mexico, in Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Pensacola.
Huge outreach.
We support a lot of different clients, and government clients, and government contracts, in addition to commercial contracts. So we go where the business is and put people out in the field at those locations that can support that particular customer.
Yeah. So, and I think that's, to me, was I think what Holly had told me was your big, you said government contracts. You guys do. And I know some of this you guys are only allowed to talk about, but let's get into some of those things. I mean, you're here at I-10 Wired.
Correct.
So, obviously, a lot of what you guys do has to do with technology.
It does. Actually, as a matter of fact, we support several government contracts that are Department of the Navy, Marine Corps. We, like other small businesses, will go after those requests for information, requests for proposals, and if we're selected, we have to put the people in the area where that client's going to be. A lot of our clients are in Spaywar in Charleston or Arlington, Virginia with Washington, D.C., certainly. And so our clients come to expect virtual and on-site support. So some of those contracts involve program management that you might be familiar with. A lot of our folks are in the PM track certifications, what we call PMP. Program Management Professional. But we also more and more have IT systems that the government needs where you also need program management rigor. So processes and things that support those IT systems from a PM perspective. Sometimes your database, your systems network architects, they are so down in the IT weeds that you're looking for program managers that can run that whole project from beginning to end.
Sort of
life
be
cycle
the point
management.
Person.
Correct.
Yeah.
Pull together the herd the cats, if you will.
Yes.
But
sounds like T-ball.
It's very much like T-ball. But do what we call your system engineering processes and know those processes. You can come in, be part of that team, and also you can step out if you need to. So you're kind of imparting your value and your business knowledge to that particular group. And they rely quite heavily on contractors and small businesses. And there's a lot of contracts that are dedicated specifically just to small businesses. And, of course, H2 is actually coming out of the small business arena, given that as you grow.
Yeah, you guys are,
There's a certain number.
I know, you've moved your office and everything.
And so as you get more number of years under you and more resources that are part of your company, you come out from under the small business and get into that next level of medium business.
Yeah. So, and so congratulations, by the way.
Great.
Because that's,
we'll pass
it
on to
you guys.
The
did it fast, right? H2's been, what, 5 years?
2005 is when they actually started. Right.
Yeah. So one of the other things that I really like about your company and that I know Holly used as a skill in our, I keep mentioning LEAP, but we had problem solving things and techniques and stuff we had to do. But you guys are able to, because you do such a wide variety of contracts and clients. Mm-hmm. I love the way that you guys are able to implement some of the winning strategies from one client or project to some of the other clients and projects that you have.
Correct. Obviously, what they're looking for, the government is looking for technical know-how, but knowledge and broad knowledge of enterprise. So if you can bring templates and things that you streamline the processes to, and you're not recreating the wheel, that's better value for the customer, whether it's government or commercial. And you can have that repeatable process.
Yeah.
And that's very important. So we have templates and processes and how to help a client, for example, if they have a delta, mm-hmm. we can step in and kind of manage that delta, show them maybe where they have a need or a want or a desire to meet a particular value or a requirement that they have that they may have thought about but really didn't understand where they had to go to get that type of expertise.
Yeah, and I said that because that's exactly what Holly did when we would have mm-hmm. some problems. She said, well, you know, I've got a client that does this or does that.
Correct.
Or, you know, works this way, works that. And I was just amazed at the plethora, if that's the correct word, of information that you guys have as far as working out some really complicated systems for some people.
We do. It's interesting. The one big group that we support is called the Manpower Personnel Training Education Command. This is
wow,
the
that's
OPNAV.
A lot.
If you're around the Navy, Navy lives and dies by acronyms, just like most military services. But that's a huge organization that encompasses all the manpower and personnel for a sailor for every single IT system that has to do with pay, personnel, how to do your physical fitness training, you name it. And also the Training Education Command that's here headquartered in Pensacola. So you have a 4-star admiral that's over that, and we have a lot of different teammates and different contractors that support that group. There's over 40 different IT systems in their portfolio.
Wow.
And that's everything to do with education, training, online, in-schoolhouse, curriculum development, pay systems, personnel systems, portals, websites that have to be managed. And to do that, the government goes out with the addition to their government team and military on site, you know, active duty and reservists, and they hire vendors and contractors to support each and every one of those roles. So you may be hired to support operations, inventory, logistics, configuration management, cyber security training, which is a big effort coming down the pike and certainly is going to be a much more needed effort. So the government can't grow those individuals quick enough. So one of their jobs is to put the particular contracts you'll hear about on the street and have particular vendors, you know, compete to get that particular award. So H2 has done very well in that department, and there's a Marine Corps contract over New Orleans, and the same type of, we have one with BUMED or the Bureau of Medicine. So there are various different ones that we support, and we can either find or have the subject matter experts on staff that they can then go out and meet those particular needs of the client.
Yeah, so let me see if I've got my head wrapped around this right, but you guys are also sort of you're a liaison as well in the sense of, it's not necessarily just your contracts that you guys are going for, but you're also helping other people get their contracts by providing them an avenue to the resources that they may need. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And by no means does H2 do it alone. H2PC.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of the contracts call for, it might be a small business prime, and then you may hire a sub. That sub could be a huge, what we call large business.
Right.
It could be a Booz Allen or Northrop Grumman or IBM. So you bring in that particular, cooperative on the particular contracts. You may also bring in a particular group that doesn't have a skill that you may have, but you partner with them. And so there's a percentage, obviously, of the contract that would go to the prime and the sub, et cetera, depending on the work that's there to be done. So contracts can range from very, very small to very short term to much more extensive, what we call competitively awarded 5-year contract with option years that can be continued over the course of that life year or that
job security.
It is, but so like true. Everything else with the government, continuing resolutions, you know, everything runs on money, just like the country. So contracts that come out have to have the money behind them. And most of our government clients have a long funding stream that they have to program 5 years out. So you're estimating what you need 5 years from now, and that could be resources, people, architecture, IT infrastructure.
Which could change by 5 years from now.
Absolutely, and it will. And so you'll make modifications to that. But contracts are awarded sometimes based on that, what we call that projected budget planning years that the government does. Or any good corporation or small company does. You need to be able to project what you anticipate your revenue to be, your required resources, lifecycle management, we'd call it, or sustainment, if you want to continue to be competitive and you want to continue to grow.
So. Very cool. What has been most exciting for you today for here at I-10?
Oh, at I-10, it's probably, we were here last year, I was, and I'm retired civil service, so I've come over to the contractor side just about a year.
The dark side, as they say?
I wouldn't say that. I've been living with a contractor for, 42 years, which I call the dark side, since he retired. But, and actually, sometimes our companies are competitive, and sometimes they're partnering.
Yeah.
And fascinating here in Pensacola, especially in the I-10 Wired conference today, are some of the younger folks. Being at the Training Education Command for 18 years, I just... Absolutely, and being a young sailor myself way back in the early 70s, it's great to see the young folks that come out and are looking for what are the skills and certifications they need to get a job or become competitive when they get out of college or even become an intern. And what's a small business or a large business looking for in terms of what they need to do to prepare themselves? So talking with them is kind of fascinating because you're getting, that total different age generation.
Yeah.
And it's, when you talk about something that they have no absolutely cognizance of course, they weren't born yet, and some of their parents weren't either. It's great to say, kind of look at this, or like look at this particular company that's doing this,
right.
And go find yourself a mentor and talk to them and understand what the mentorship
help you guide
problem
is. Good advice. Stuff.
Right.
Very good.
So Holly particularly does that. She does that for a lot of our UWF students.
Yeah.
We send a lot of our folks and staff to the LEAP. Process. And so growing that next generation or growing those folks, for attrition programs, you have to be able to bring in new resources to your company
absolutely.
And grow them because you don't want them to remain stagnant.
Well, and as competitive as y'all's are, is your company and the arena you work in is you need some fresh eyes.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And some new ideas.
Good example. I'm working with the government right now to build mobile apps. And most of us are like, yep, we've got a couple on our phone, et cetera.
Yeah.
But working with the younger sailors, we're actually taking their direct input and doing what we call iterative spiral development. So as you build it, they can see it on their phone. They
beta
can play with it, beta test
it,
tell us what we or the vendor did wrong or what they'd like to see. So a lot of your military and other clients are taking in that, I'll just say, younger perspective.
Yeah. Sure.
And getting immediate feedback. And that's, to me, I think, probably the most rewarding, I think. And I think that's where the I-10 Wired and conferences like this can really lend itself to some of the companies looking for resources and the young folks coming up.
Very cool. What do you want to see next year?
I was actually listening to the conferences, and I've been at these different ones like this for a long time with the military, like I said, as a former government civilian. I've presented, I've had off-site sessions, I've been to these incredible R&D conferences that are all IT military down in Orlando, they call it. I've been to Ed Massey's TechLearn, which is fascinating. He uses technology like you're doing a live radio broadcast right there at the entire conference. Everything is streamed, all the conferences, the brochures, the briefs, et cetera, totally online. One of the things I find fascinating, though, is to engage panel discussions so you can really engage the audience. So he breaks his group up into small panels. And I think I-10 Wired would actually benefit. We're having the next thing here at 2 o'clock where it's going to be very fast, very quick presentation.
Yeah. It's like that five-minute TED Talk thing.
Right, exactly.
I love it.
The TED Talk topics right now, especially like wearable IT computing and some of the ones where you can project, here's what's coming.
Yeah.
And how a corporation, whether you're large or small, can actually take advantage of that. I'd bring in a couple of the TED Talk guys myself. I think that would be fascinating for the Northwest Corridor and the I-10 group that this goes to from all the way from Mobile all the way over to, Tallahassee and Jacksonville. So take that whole I-10 corridor and let's bring in some I-10 TED Talk guys and really take advantage of the technology that's out there
right
now.
Start your own little traveling circuit of intelligence,
That would be kind of fascinating to do, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an area or a market that we as a small business need to look at.
So. Yeah. Well, Jim Rhodes isn't doing anything these days.
He might jump on it. Yeah.
At least once this conference over.
That's true. It would be great to have a couple road warriors on the team.
Yeah,
so,
it'd be kind of neat.
Yep.
Well, Peg, let's tell them where they can find you or if somebody needs your services, where we need to send them.
Well, it's the abbreviation. Like I said, everybody likes acronyms. So we are H2 as in human. H2PC, Performance Consulting, H2PC.com. We're certainly on the web, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. You'll find us on LinkedIn. Just look for H2PC or Human Performance Consulting Services. It'll bring it right up. You'll see Holly and Hazel there as the founders of the company, and you'll find everybody else that's linked to us.
Yeah.
So it's a great source, and everybody takes advantage of that these days.
Good. Okay. Well, I can officially tell Holly that I looked out for you.
All right.
And
great.
Then I got you, and we talked to you, and we did some representation.
Good. Well, I'll be letting her know. She is actually off.
You got to let her out of her room now.
We're letting her out. She's actually going up to her old stomping grounds where she was born, up in Appalachia.
Yeah.
Mountains.
She said that, so I think
she had to correct me. I was kept calling it you know, I had a long A in there instead of the short A.
It's Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Not Appalachia.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, the Appalachian Trail?
No,
it's
Appalachian.
Yeah. So, yes, I've learned quite a bit from pronunciation for the right, you know,
you've
region
been consulted.
Of the country. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so. Peg, I want to thank you again for coming on with us
great.
Today
well,
and
you're
spending
welcome.
Some time talking about your company. And I really hope you have a great afternoon and enjoy the rest of your I-10 experience.
Okay. Well, great.
And this is Pensacola Business Radio broadcasting live from I-10 Wired. And I don't know about you, man, but I'm ready for some sun and sand. What do you think?
I think we are on our way. It's
we're
been
getting
a
there.
Great day and looking forward to the rest of the afternoon. And I'll see you on the beach,
that's
right?
That's it. That'll work. Have a great day, Peg.
Great. Thank you so much.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.